On Tuesdays, we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Rock Hill School District, and we're excited to introduce to a lot of you Andrew Jones. He is the Executive Director of Safety and Emergency Management for the Rock Hill School District. And good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys. Thanks for being here.
We were talking with you before the microphones turned on. You have held a lot of jobs, so much so you should have like a sash with all your merit badges.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that. I think it's in the mail.
We'll make them for you. We're trying to make buttons for this show, so when we do, we'll make you a couple as well.
I'm in.
Let's start with the jobs that you have had that have prepared you in this role now within the school district.
Sure. Thank you, Lucas. Briefly, I went to college originally to be a youth minister. That was my original goal. And then I'm a product of York County. So after college, I came back home. And that, you know, that desire to serve the community, we were volunteering at local youth groups, but desire to serve the community, I became a police officer. Was in law enforcement for 11 years. Loved every second of it. Did everything from canine to patrol to, I mean, you name it. And I loved every bit of it. The last four of those years, I got the opportunity to be an SRO. And absolutely loved it. I kind of tell the story now is before my wife and I had kids and we were having dinner that Friday and said, I want to go back to school. I need to be working with kids full time. So we talked about it, prayed about it, and went back to school, got my master's degree in education and got the opportunity to move into the classroom, taught high school business classes, which was fantastic for 4 years. And then I kept continuing my education, got a specialist degree and was working on the doctorate before COVID hit. And I just haven't picked it back up. So don't give me a hard time about that. I will.
There's time.
Right.
You got time.
Yeah. So I'll get there. But an opportunity came up in a neighboring district for an administrative role. And I went to become an assistant principal. And again, fantastic. Loved it over there. And then my ultimate goal was to combine those two things, the safety and the education. And be the director of a safety and security emergency management type thing at the school district. And got the opportunity to do that here in Rock Hill. And it's
great.
Been fantastic.
Well, you have checked all the boxes.
Right, right.
You have got it going on, my friend.
Who needs that doctorate, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah.
On this show, we call people who are not doctors. We've called them doctors before, so we'll just practice with you.
You know what?
Yeah.
So
you
get, it'll help me
so
you get there.
So you can get used to it. When we look at the role of Executive Director of Safety and Emergency Management, how has that position changed within the school district and what falls underneath your jurisdiction?
Yeah, sure. It has evolved quite a bit. The new position, and I'm very thankful for our district leadership, this new position as Executive Director puts me in a position to be on the cabinet and to have some conversations with other district leaders and district leaders around the county as well to how we can partner together. A big thing that we like to say a lot is in this county, we're going to compete for academics, but we're not going to compete for safety. So we've worked very closely with Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Clover. Who am I missing?
York.
Yeah. Thank you. Gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Kevin Queen. Kevin's my buddy over in York. He's the safety guy. And
we've interviewed him on this
show
as well.
He's fantastic. Yeah. So I promise I didn't leave you out on purpose. I'll buy you lunch. No, but that's what it is. So we got to be in that position to where we can have that voice, and we're involved in everything from emergency planning to safety drills to weather, severe weather. All the cameras, camera servers, the intercoms. I mean, I could go on and on and on. I mean, it's a laundry list of all the things that we're involved in. Obviously, the SROs, the SSOs, involving in that, all the safety trainings that is done within the school, all the background checks, all the volunteer. All the civil service trespass notices. I mean, there's just, and that's not even all of it, but it's just things that, you know, we want to help and we want to serve, and that's what we're here for. So, yeah.
Ashley raised a great question before the microphones turned on again when we were just having a talk with you.
We have a vast number of kids in Rock Hill schools. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great problem to have. It shows that it's a great district to be in. But right now we only have one SRO, and then you were explaining that this is kind of a twofold question. You were explaining there's a difference between an SRO and an SSO, and what that looks like per school makeup, per students. We know that there's some high, especially at the high school level. Rock Hill High, I think, has over 2,000 kids, but right now they only have one SRO. What is the end all goal, and kind of what does that makeup look like? Maybe just so parents feel, you know, can take a little sigh of relief and say, hey, you know, we are safe sending our kids to school there every day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ashley. Yeah. So, I mean, we do. The SRO is a school resource officer. That is a certified law enforcement officer Currently, we partner with Rock Hill PD and York County Sheriff's Office to provide those officers based on where the school's at and the jurisdiction in which the school lies in. We also have SSOs, which is our school security officers, that we as a district pay for and partner in contract with a local security agency. And those are armed as well. So as we were saying earlier, my goal is to have an armed security or an armed officer in every one of our buildings every day to protect our staff and protect our children. So what we do is we do have an SRO at every high school and every middle school. We have a few SROs in some of the elementary schools that we have been able to get grant funding for. In addition to that, we have added SSOs to now this year all of the high schools. So now they'll have an SRO and an SSO. So each high school will have two officers, one SRO and one SSO. And each middle school now has an SRO and an SSO with those middle school officers designated as float officers, meaning if another officer's out at an elementary school to where they only have one officer, I'm going to move one of those officers over right. So that school can have that same protection every day.
And then news that just came down from the State House in Columbia, Andrew, regarding that McMaster has secured the funding, mm-hmm. the rest of the funding to make sure every single school in the state of South Carolina, we're looking at almost more than 1,200 public schools in the Palmetto State will now have a school resource officer. He said that's really big on his to-do list and he wants to see that come. He wanted to see this project kind of completed before he left office. How does that impact what you all do here at the Rock Hill School District?
Yeah, sure. And it's fantastic. First of all, thank you, Governor. That's amazing. I hope you're listening. It's a great show.
Thanks.
That funding is vital. And we, like I said, are partnering, continuing to partner. I've met with Rock Hill PD and we've had some conversations with the Sheriff's Office. Our Sheriff's Office schools right now are currently all funded by the grants, but we are working with Rock Hill PD to continue to move down that road. They have already been approved for a grant for this year, and they're looking for additional grants in the future. So we've had some very, very good conversations. I know they're doing everything they can. I know that most of the agencies in this area are all kind of dealing with the same thing and having trouble finding the right kind of officers that they want to continue to make their force as good as it can be. So we're glad to continue to work with them and patient. That we will continue to have qualified men and women there to help protect our children.
Andrew Jones is the Executive Director of Safety and Emergency Management for the Rock Hill School District. Andrew, we have heard so much about just the presence of having law enforcement parked outside of the school can do so much. And of course, it's not lost on us what has taken place in the last week in our country. Mm-hmm. Sadly, another school shooting. Yeah. The conversation always continues and we'll continue to have this until the end of time. Some folks don't like to see law enforcement vehicles at the school because school should be a place of safety and security. Mm-hmm. But we know that's not the world we live in now. What can you tell parents when they do drop off their little ones at school to give them a little bit of comfort to know that, you can't. We live in a world where evil is going to prevail.
Yeah.
But what can you tell them to kind of maybe ease some of their concerns when the kids come home and they say they had a lockdown drill? Sure. We're of the age, we have no idea what that looks like. We ask, what does that look like? Sure. It's so foreign to us. So maybe speak to those parents if you can as well.
Yeah. And you're right. Things that happen, the tragedy, you have to say it, their hearts go out and it's devastating. And that's what keeps me awake at night. I mean, so I can sit here and look at both of you in the eyes and tell you that. Like, I hate the fact that my job has to exist. But I am very thankful that we live in a district and in a community that takes safety of our children and our staff seriously. We have a fantastic group of principals that take it seriously. We are one of the first in the state to mandate having your lockdown drill. We have to have a lockdown drill, a severe weather drill, and a fire drill within the first 15 days of each semester. That's a lot when they're dealing with everything else. And our leaders and our principals stepped up and they were like, we're going to make it happen. And then my team goes and we help and we work together. I say it all the time that my job and our team's job is to be a support system for our school leaders. We know that teachers are not going to teach if they don't feel safe. We know that children are not going to learn if they don't feel safe. And that's my job to ensure that they can come to work and come to school every day because that's where it should be in the schools. I believe that we need to be the most prepared district that never has to experience a critical incident. And hopes and prayers go a long way, but preparation and planning go a lot farther. And that's what we do. We partner very strongly with our law enforcement partners, Rock Hill PD. We had an active assailant exercise this summer It was fantastic. Laura Bree and her team did an amazing job putting a video on our YouTube, or excuse me, on our Facebook channel. It is excellent. We spent every single Rock Hill PD officer went through that. We had over 100 school district volunteers. It was live fire ammunition rounds. It was an absolutely incredible training to prepare instead of just sitting back and saying, I hope it never happens to us.
Right? Well, what we do know, school resource officers are also the go-to for these students. Mm-hmm. These school resource officers, they notice when a student is something has changed in their maybe appearance, if something has changed in their personality. These young people have relied on law enforcement officers. They've become friends with them, and they can, if you see something, say something. So while some folks still might have a hard time of having a police officer in schools, maybe one piece of comfort to know that friendships have been established, maybe building the bond between when the way kids do see law enforcement has changed, maybe just over the course of a decade or so since school resource officers have been a way of life for us.
Yeah, I mean, and I can say personally, I'm old now. I won't say how old. I heard you, the previous guest, talking about age, but I, to this day, have built relationships. When I was an SRO, I've been invited to weddings and things like that. Like, that really brings it full circle when I know that we have men and women in our schools that love our children, right? And they're there for that reason and that purpose, and they build those meaningful relationships, because that's a big part of it. It's not just, you know, the big scary, I'm going to take you to jail. Like, that's the last thing they want to do. You know, are there times when they have to enforce the law? Yeah, that's their job. But at all costs, they're going to be there, and they're going to protect our children. They want to build those relationships because they understand the importance of it. They're not being told to be here. They volunteered to do this because they love our kids. They love our teachers. They want to be there.
Right.
Again, Andrew Jones is the Executive Director of Safety and Emergency Management for the Rock Hill School District. Andrew, great catching up with you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.